America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That because I got yelled at on VSiN last night. Well, did you know that Missouri had more opt-outs than Ohio State? Okay. All right. Relax, people. Your seventh string quarterback was playing.
Was Missouri starting a kid at quarterback that was wearing a jersey in the 30s?
And he got hurt.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So all the breaks went Missouri's way last year. And then now this year, couple times again, Boston College, Vanderbilt, like they're winning ugly. So what I don't know is, like, is the Pythagorean theorem going to kick in and they're going to start losing these coin flip games, which I think is what's going to happen. Or is this a team that's just somehow like incredibly comfortable muddying it up, getting into those late game situations and finding a way? I tend to think it's option A, that like reality is coming. And it could be coming this week in College Station. I mean, the schedule for Missouri is so favorable. You know, I still think there's avenues to 10-2, 9-3, what have you. But I just think some of these coin flip games that they find themselves in time and time again are going to start going the other way. And the thing that I consistently said throughout the preseason was every Missouri fan out there was trying to underplay the loss of Cody Schrader and say that Cody Schrader's success last year was more a byproduct of the offensive line than anything else. And I thought, I don't know, I think Cody Schrader was pretty perfect for them and was a pretty good college running back that we'll probably never see much of in the NFL, but was exactly what Missouri needed for that team, their system, all the above. And now, I mean, yeah, they still got a bit of a run game, but they don't have Cody Schrader. They don't have the run game they had last year. And again, I just felt like all preseason, Missouri fans were trying to chalk it up as still got the offensive line, still got Brady Cook, still got Luther Burden. Yeah, but you lost your 2,000-yard rusher from the backfield, and those guys ain't easy to replace. Like, I don't see a lot of 2,000-yard rushers anymore in college football or whatever he ended up with. Might have been.
Hey, come on, it was only 16-27.
Okay, I'm inflating the stats a little bit.
I believe he still averaged 5.8 a carry.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was a monster at the end of the season.
I mean, this is the other thing, because I got one more question, but did you know this? So I'm glad that he's healthy, but when did all of a sudden Tyler Beatty change his name to Tyler Bidet? He's from Memphis. I called high school games with him, and it was always Beatty.
Yeah, you're not playing the way you want, and you need to go to a name change.
Yeah, maybe flip the name change. All right, here's what I want to wrap with. Sorry, Tennessee fans, I'm picking you to cover. So, but we'll save Tennessee for another day. What happens on Sunday if South Carolina pulls the upset and UCF pulls the upset, or not even an upset? Now UCF's favored. UCF knocks off Florida, and Ole Miss has their season done on Sunday.
Yeah, Florida, if they want to hire Lane Kiffin, they really need Kiffin to thread this needle of being good enough this year that he still looks like a good choice, but being bad enough to where he's not in the playoffs. So, you know, I still think at this point, if you're a Florida fan, like, and if Lane's your guy, you're rooting for Ole Miss to lose because you don't want Lane to be in the playoff if he's your guy. But you also don't want this season to totally implode for Ole Miss and they go like 7-5, and all of a sudden you're like, is Lane
we
Lane
sure about this
out here? Is he shifted his career into reverse? So it's like 9-3 is that sweet spot for every Florida fan that wants to go hire Lane Kiffin. Just enough losses to where Lane is thinking, I've hit my ceiling here. Because here's the deal with coaches. I talked about this on the podcast this week. When you have a season that does not go the way you plan, that does not meet the expectations, like huge, huge expectations for Ole Miss this year, if they don't make the playoff, Lane Kiffin has one of two options. He can look himself in the mirror and say, Lane, you stunk this year. You're a loser. You made some mistakes. You failed. Go back to the drawing board. Or you smash the mirror and say, it wasn't my fault. Ole Miss doesn't put me – I've topped out at Ole Miss. I can't win the big ones at Ole Miss. It's their fault, not mine. I need to go get a new job. 99% of the coaches I know, they don't look at the mirror and say, I'm a loser. I failed. They blame everybody else around them, make a bunch of excuses, and say, it's all your guys' fault because I didn't screw up. That's not just Lane. That's almost every coach I've ever encountered. So if it comes to it and he misses the playoff and he's got to look at himself in that mirror – at the end of the season, I think he smashes the mirror, says, I'm not the problem. I'm going to go to Florida.
Blake, we appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great weekend. That is Blake Topmeyer. I want to remind you, the program is brought to you by our good friends at Birdies. Fall Golf League is starting back up. It's been a while since we've had the Golf League, but it's going to be starting up soon, so you're going to want to get your teams ready. Make sure you're following them on Instagram, at Birdies901, for more details. Also, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Birdies will be holding some events to draw attention, of course, to the worthy cause. And also, after customer input, they listened to y'all, and we now are going to have Saturday night karaoke nights. So it's going to be on Simulator 2. Simulators 1 and 3 will still have golf, and you can still watch the games. But from 7 until close on Saturday nights, Simulator 2 will be karaoke. Also, make sure you check out the membership options. $100 gets you 10 hours on the simulators, plus discounts on food and merch, and much, much more. Golf at birdies.com for more information on that. Also, if you need the location, right there in the heart of South Main Street, it is 493 South Main Street, Suite 101. Go check out Birdies this weekend. They'll be open on Saturday and Sunday at 9 a.m. for all of the sports. When we come back, we get into the list. We'll get into our cards. Also, a little bit of NFL news. We'll talk about all of that, get into our games of the weekend, also during hour number two. Stick around. You'll listen to Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right, Tim, you got to help me out here because I've now found as I am getting into my late 30s, there are things that are happening on the internet and I just don't get them. This, what is this, a hippopotamus thing that I'm seeing everywhere? I don't know what that's from. I have no idea. Like, I've just, the first moment I realized, like, I'm officially old, when Billie Eilish came out, I was like, I don't get her. I don't get it. Like, I'm old. Like, at that point. But now, he's quoting Edgar Allan Poe on social media? What is happening?
So the tie was Edgar Allan Poe, Baltimore.
Right. Quote the Raven, Nevermore.
He's going to the Ravens.
It is. I'm not a big poetry guy. I do love the Raven.
Josina Anderson, I'm told there's, quote, nothing going on with the Ravens and Raiders, Devontae Adams, at this time. Yesterday, I was also told there was nothing to report on this front. While the trade market is generally fluid, that's the tone right now. I'm almost starting to think that Devontae, is he just going to start, like, tweeting out random things that cryptically so that we think that he's going to a particular, like, tomorrow is going to tweet out a crap. Well, I guess that would be the same thing. Is he going to tweet out, Sbarro pizza? Like, oh, he's going to the Jets.
Great New York pizza.
Great New York pizza, baby.
Again, could be a bit of a reach here, but hang with me.
Okay, I like it. Tinfoil hat time?
Isn't this exactly what Aaron Rodgers does? This is just trolling, right?
Yeah.
Is this actually just a sign that really what he's doing is he's misdirecting everybody, he's immunized or whatever, and really what he's just saying is I'm just trying to go pair up with Rodgers again?
Well, there was a report yesterday, I think it was Diana Rossini, which basically said everyone around the league essentially thinks he's trying to get a trade in the Jets. Like, teams are checking in, but at the end of the day, he's just trying to engineer this so he ends with the Jets. If I'm the Raiders, it certainly seems like this relationship is over. I'm pulling a San Antonio Spurs here. And what I mean by that is, oh, cool, Kawhi Leonard, you want to go to the Lakers? I'm going to trade you to Toronto. Because that's the best opportunity, or that's the best package that is out there. So, I don't
like
know
what what the Blazers did with Mitchell. Because where did Donovan Mitchell? Remember, like, they basically, like, he's like, I want to go to Miami or something. He's like, okay.
Oh,
cool.
you talk about Damian Lillard?
Damian Lillard, sorry.
You're like, you're going to go to Milwaukee. Because it was like a foregone conclusion. He's going to Miami. He's going to Miami. He's going to Miami. Oh, he's going to Milwaukee, apparently. So I don't know. It certainly feels like Devontae Adams is not going to play another game for the Raiders. He's out again this week with an injury. So, yeah, I don't think he's playing.
Also,
I don't think he's going to be a Raider.
There are a couple of, I refer to it as the lady doth protest too much NFL moments today. Rodgers, on his relationship with Robert Saleh. Although, is it Saleh? Saleh? I feel like this is another one of those ones where I feel like every time I've been overcorrect. That's what I thought it was too, but he's now doing the, oh, we're great friends and all this. Like, okay, buddy, you can tone it down. But then my new favorite one is the NFL is really digging in on this new kickoff. And, like, they're promoting, like, oh, look at how many injuries are down on kickoffs, whatnot. It's like, I'm convinced by the end of the year, the numbers are going down on returns almost each and every week. We made this whole thing for really nothing. Like, I think the numbers are going to end up being pretty similar to what they were. And now you've got Goodell saying they're going to move the touchback to the 35. That'll really change things and all exciting. It's like, I don't know why they're so insistent on this kickoff, like, but they really are.
Yeah, I think you're right. There's going to come a point in time, and some teams are already there, where they're just going to say, whatever, just kick it out of the back of the end zone, 30-yard line, fine, just start there.
I mean, really, what's the difference of the 30 and the 35?
What was it, 25 and the 30, right?
Right now they're starting at the 30 when you kick it out of the end zone. So when you kick it out of the end zone,
I'm saying, like, teams are just going to get to the point where, and some of the teams are already there. You know, there was, you know, from a gambling standpoint, the books really didn't know how to price opening kickoff to be a touchback. And it was like plus 250 week one or something crazy like that.
Yeah, free money.
And the first kickoff went right out of the back of the end zone. Like, we don't know, from the gambling standpoint, people don't know. Teams are trying to figure it out differently. I do think, ultimately, you know, it's unfortunate because, you know, I've gotten to know Brian Mitchell, who is a legendary kickoff returner and punt returner in the D.C. area, played for the Redskins, Eagles, and Giants. I think we're going to kind of get to the point where our kickoff's going to become extinct at some point.
It's interesting. I have wondered, because to me it was like, if you were going to do this style of kickoff, they needed to add the, rather than the announce the onside kick, they needed to add the XFL rule, which was, if you want to try to get the ball back, 4th and 18 from your own, whatever, 15, whatever it was. I can't remember. I think it was maybe like your own 12 or 13 or something like that. Maybe, but at the same time, it's like, what is going to be, how are we just going to determine? Like, you start, like, it's going to be like when you're watching, like, Little League football, you just start at the 25. Someone's just going to take the ball.
Yeah. I'd be cool. I mean, I don't know. I'd be cool with that because I feel like more often than not, the team that you're cheering for or bet on is fumbling a kickoff and screwing you over.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you what else has gotten out of hand. I swear, I don't know if this is anecdotal. I need to look it up, but I feel like the number of muff punts has skyrocketed this year.
I agree. Just call a fair catch and step in there and catch the damn ball.
I've had guys fumble on fair catches.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Just be confident. Catch the ball. No one can hit you when you fair catch it.
I swear the number of fumbles is up. Also, there's no real story here. I just thought I'd mention this because I don't know if you were watching. I know you had a busy day. Marshawn Lynch went on McAfee, and this is like the, wow, we are just in a new universe of ESPN.
It's just dropping F-bombs.
Well, you couldn't hear, basically, half of the audio was just dropped. But also, he started the segment by just being like, yeah, everybody at Cal is just going to be high as a kite. Like, the whole stadium is just going to be high. It's like, wow, we are just in a different universe. And, like, I get it. McAfee's show is not exactly the 6 o'clock Sports Center. But it's like, could you imagine this being aired on ESPN when we were growing up?
No.
Like, it was just tap. This is the other thing. Nick Bakay never gets credit. We both love SVP, and Bad Beats is an awesome segment. Nick Bakay, basically, the NFL, like, kicked him off of ESPN because he would basically do that segment, like, in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for cards?
Sure.
Betting cards. All right, what do you got?
I got a little bit on UNLV, or excuse me, Syracuse tonight. Nothing too crazy. We never got the 7. I never got it. So.
I've even seen it going the other way. Yeah, I'm with you. I got 6.5. I don't know what you got.
Yeah, so I bet a little 6.5. I know we always, on my podcast, we're like, not official play. But I bet a little Syracuse tonight. If you want to, I really don't like parlays in anything, especially college football. But if you wanted to add like TCU money line to Syracuse to get Syracuse north of a touchdown, I guess you could do that. Tomorrow, I like Texas A&M. Find the cheapest money line that's out there. Prove it to me, Missouri. I get it. You've won 8 in a row dating back to last year. But I think Texas A&M at home, 11 a.m. start time, Marcel Reed being the starting quarterback, more than likely. I do like Texas A&M.
Oh, I think it's fair to say he's their quarterback.
Yeah, I think so. The one game that I'm really fascinated by tomorrow, and we've seen the market move this way, and as I like to say, this is a pretty stinky line. Georgia Tech's now laying 9.5 against Duke.
I laid it.
Duke's 5-0, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, give me the Ramblin' Wreck. I love Georgia Tech in this spot. If you don't want to lay that price, totally understand it. Find a dance partner that you like for a money line parlay. I think situationally it's a great spot for Georgia Tech coming off a bye. I think Duke is massively overrated for being a 5-0 team. I think people are just going to look at a 5-0 record and say, this team's good. Are they? They beat UNC after being down 20-0 at halftime. They're coming off a rivalry win. Manny Diaz had this crazy impassioned speech against the coach that fired him. Georgia Tech's coming off a bye. I really like the spot for the Ramblin' Wreck here. So you could lay it. I did that. You could put it with a money line parlay. I also did that. So if Georgia Tech loses tomorrow, your boy is not going to be happy because I have them a couple different ways. I bet Stanford. So here's my thought process on this one. Virginia Tech is headed out to Stanford. Virginia Tech, it's been a disappointing start to the year, no doubt, for the Hokies, right? 2-3, open up the season. Two touchdown favorite at Vanderbilt, lose that game outright, lose the Rutgers at home, and then they probably played their best game of the year last Friday night against Miami, and then chaos ensued at the end of the game. They called it a catch on the field and the Hail Mary, then they took it away. I just don't know how Virginia Tech bounces back in this spot, and maybe they'll prove me wrong, and maybe they'll be ready to go. I like Troy Taylor as a coach. Obviously, Stanford does not have the horses that they once upon a time did, but this is a team that went on the road and beat Syracuse, who is decent. I'm not going to say they're a good team, but you know,
I hope they're good enough tonight.
We're betting Syracuse today. I do know that Ashton Daniels, the quarterback, is likely out for this game.
I'm not sure that's a bad thing.
Justin Lamson is their backup quarterback. He's an athletic dude. He can run around a bit. I just think situational. This is brutal for Virginia Tech to go out to Palo Alto. It's a 12:30 local kick time. I think, you know, there's not going to be any atmosphere going on there. So I took first half Virginia Tech four and a half. I took full game at 8. I just think this is a really weird spot for the Hokies to get themselves off the mat and try to beat a Stanford team that I'm sure will be excited to be playing Virginia Tech.
So I watched. Because I had Clemson last week.
Nice.
The guy that came in, what'd you say his name was? Because that was like another, this is like the classic. I watch so many games without sound now.
Is it Justin Lamson?
Yeah, okay, that sounds right. He did go right down the field and score, but I think that was a Dabo special where he had probably some Sweeney's and some Herb Streets on the field at that point. So I didn't know like what to make of it. The thing about Daniels is, Daniels is like the king of boomer bust, where it's like he can make incredible plays and then he will just throw the ball in the end zone to a defender and you're like, is he shaving points? So maybe a little bit of consistency might not be a bad thing. I looked at that one, but it's just like I just can't trust Stanford.
That's fair. A couple other that I did bet, you know, my favorite bet of the weekend is probably A&M and then Georgia Tech. Other games I dabbled in, I took some Gophers, Minnesota, +8.5 against USC. Weird spot for USC. At Michigan, lose that game, come back home, you're down 21-10 to Wisconsin. You take the lead, you win, you cover. Now you're going to Minnesota. Next week you play Penn State. Like, at some point, is the travel back and forth, is that going to get to him? So I took a little bit with Minnesota +8.5. At a principal, had to take some Vandy +23.5 against Alabama. Clark Lee said earlier this week during his Monday press conference that they are basically going to try to milk the clock in this game. So we'll see if they can get out of Alabama, out of that game at home with a cover there. I wanted 24, hasn't shown up yet. It's actually headed.
Should
the other
we have just
way.
Taken the under?
That could be a way to look too. I just think
It's too late for me.
I think my guy Diego, man. I think Diego Pavia. He's gonna fight. He's gonna scratch and claw to get us to cover town. So we'll see. And then lastly, I would say the bet that I've made that I feel the least conviction on is West Virginia. I think Oklahoma State might quietly stink.
I'm with you. I'm a Gundy guy.
And like he tends to figure things out, right? Like he tends to get the the troops together, and when we're down, he gets them back up. A couple years ago, they stunk. Heck, even last year, they lost to what, like South Alabama or something
like that? Yeah,
but
I think they made a quarterback change.
Well, they started giving the ball to Ollie Gordon.
Well, yeah.
Like, Ollie Gordon won the Doak Walker last year and didn't really have any rushing yards in the first three, four games. I don't think they're very good. So there just seems to be something off there. I get it. You're buying low on Oklahoma State, which I understand, but I did put a little on West Virginia. So there you go. That's what I'm rolling with this week.
All right. So the only thing that I'm also taking Michigan State tonight. So these are the bear bites. Mario Cristobal has faced Justin Wilk. Or sorry, that's for later. But it's just Jonathan Smith against Oregon. He's got the stud receivers back, and there's just something about Oregon. Like, when you need Oregon to go, like, turn it on and just go hammer somebody, like, they've been reaching for the Nas and they can't get it. And I think it's because up front they're not good. Like, their skill guys are still pretty damn good, but I don't think Gabriel's got enough time to kind of, like, take the big shot. So he's just kind of dinking and dunking.
Yeah, I mean, it's a look-ahead spot, too, man. You've got the biggest game of the year that everyone's been talking about next week in Autzen, or in Eugene, I should say, at Autzen. So I believe in look-ahead spots. And, you know, like you said, you got Jonathan Smith going back to the state of Oregon. 2 years ago, they were able to knock off Oregon in a game where they ran the ball down their throat. So I haven't bet that game, but I would certainly be on Michigan State or pass in that spot tonight.
Also, I don't know if you looked this up. Are you aware of Friday night underdogs right now?
Yeah, they're crushing it, man.
10-3. ATS. And with, I think, like,
they went, I think 4-0 last week.
And I think five were outright winners.
I always break these games down on my tailgate show. So last week, we had two, and Rutgers, I believe, closed as the dog there. They won. And then, obviously, Virginia Tech won or covered last week very easily. So, yeah, Friday night dogs have been covering well. Two Fridays ago, I think every dog came home. It was Stanford, Illinois, and then San Jose State.
Yeah.
Yeah, our Spartans.
Also on Syracuse, I got 6.5. This was another bear note. The last time UNLV was this big of a favorite over a Power 4-5 team was 2003 when they lost 46-22 to Kansas as an 11-point favorite.
Yeah, it's uncharted territory for them, right? I mean, I will say Barry Odom, best cover coach in football since he got to UNLV. UNLV 14-4 ATS since Barry Odom got to town last year.
There's also, don't they have that new ranking smell?
I love the new ranking smell. I love fading it, so... I'm with you, man. I bet Syracuse. I want the 7. Didn't get it, but I'm in on the orange tonight.
I don't really have a great reason for this other than this is the classic, I don't believe in you. I'm laying 6.5 with Louisville. I don't believe in SMU.
So, you know, not to give away their best bet on a podcast that I respect, but... The Bet the Board podcast, fellas, this was their best bet of the week. It's been ping-ponging around 7. I gave out a moneyline parlay on my podcast, What Could Go Wrong, and I hate parlays. Louisville to Georgia Tech, it's around minus 115, minus 120. I'm with you, man. I was actually, because I watched every second of Notre Dame-Louisville last week, obviously. I've heard a lot of cases that Louisville is the better team. I don't know. Louisville got a couple turnovers that went their way too. It was a kind of
oh, I didn't game. Think I didn't think Louisville was the better team than Notre Dame. I did think though Louisville's a away. Good team. I think Louisville's a good team. I don't know if they're a great team, but I think they're like a good team.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to get to. I came away impressed with Tyler Shuck as their quarterback, makes really good throws, and their receivers, man, are good. Like, obviously you got Brooks to transfer from Alabama, but they got Cullen Lacy, who played his first game. He made some big-time catches. They got some playmakers there. So I'm with you. And I felt like SMU was a little chesty after they beat Florida State last week. So I laid a little with 6.5. As mentioned, I played a moneyline parlay with Louisville to Georgia Tech. But yeah, I'm with you. I like Louisville here in this spot.
We have a principal play. When the service academies play, we root for defense.
Watch out, man. I'll just say, watch out. This Navy team can score, as Memphis fans can attest. Like, this Navy team can put up some points.
That's fine. I don't need Air Force to score then.
35-0. There you go.
When Air Force and Navy play since 1995, 18-4 to the under.
Now, I was in studio for one of the most entertaining Army Air Force games of all time. I think it was 48-45. It was unbelievable. It was like 20, I think it was 2017. It was incredible. Such a fun game.
I was in studio one time when they were playing at Globe Life.
And, Air Force against Army?
Maybe it was Air. Maybe you're right. Maybe it was Air Force Army. Maybe that's what it was. But I know that the game went to overtime and the under still hit. That was an all-timer. My SpongeBob SquarePants plays of the week. You ready?
Yeah.
Iowa has been shut out in its last three games versus ranked opponents, losing by a combined score of 92-0. Iowa's lost seven straight versus ranked opponents by a combined 235-44, scoring no more than 17 in any game. I'm kind of at the mode now. I'm getting back to like 2019 with Ohio State, where it's like, I just don't care what's the number. Because I think what we're going to see this year is the good teams are going to slaughter those middle teams. Because I think there's such a roster difference.
I can't get there. Market's moving against you down to 18, but I do think Ohio State might be a bit of a wagon here. So I can't get there. It's against my religion to lay numbers like that. It is a little bit of a look-ahead spot to Oregon, but I am not taking the points with Iowa. I'll leave it at that.
Also, with all due respect, he played high school football here to Brock Glenn. He's like 9 of 30 for like 140 yards, like 5 yards an attempt, no touchdowns, two interceptions. I know everybody at Florida State is just happy DJ's gone. I'm not sure that's going to be the answer.
I don't know what to do with this game. I just need Clemson to keep winning because I have a future on them to make the ACC championship.
Here you go. Florida State has been a home underdog of greater than 14 points twice. They lost both of those games by a combined 104-25, 59-10 to Clemson in 2018, and 45-15 to Florida in 2008. Norvell 21-3 with Jordan Travis as his quarterback, winning his final 17 starts. Without Travis, he is 3-5, including 1-4 this year. And then also I'm laying the number with Tennessee. I think Tennessee's a wagon.
Yeah, I kind of want to take Arkansas, but I've gotten in front of the Tennessee train once already this year and didn't go well, so I'm going to hold off on that one. I also, I bet Washington. Me and a buddy of mine are very usually aligned, and he's like, Washington stinks. I'm like, how can you try? Michigan didn't get a first down the whole second half against USC. Washington, not super trustworthy. Obviously, with their loss to Rutgers last weekend and the speed option on fourth down against Washington State.
With Will Rogers.
After wasting a timeout. That said, I will probably hate myself, but yeah, give me Washington. I don't know if anyone remembers, this was the national championship last year. Is this the least talked about national championship rematch of all time? Like, no one is giving this game a breath. They played each other for the title in January of last year.
I think, right, the biggest problem is, A, neither of these teams are great, but it's
no one's on those rosters, correct, or coaching staffs,
right,
anymore?
Yeah. Both, you know, like, it's whatever. I guess Michigan has probably, what, a handful of guys from the staff last year, but I think that's the other thing. We also have a top 10 team that's an underdog.
Yes, we do.
Also, I'm taking Cal.
I took a little Cal. I'm a little nervous that I feel like maybe last Friday was Miami's wake-up call.
Oh, I'm nervous because I think Cal is a trendy dog.
Yeah, they kind of are. And the Justin Wilcox success against Mario Cristobal, you're going to mention those numbers that, uh-huh, the player put out. And then I believe Wilcox is like a double-digit dog. I saw this number.
Oh, it's insane.
The Action Network. Read the bear bite, and I'll get you the double-digit dog number.
Mario Cristobal has faced Justin Wilcox three times when he had a ranked team with Oregon against an unranked Cal team. Cristobal's teams have not covered any or did not cover either any of those three games, and they lost outright as a 9.5-point favorite in 2020. Cristobal's teams averaged 19.3 points in those games.
Justin Wilcox, as a double-digit dog, is 15-7 against the spread.
I will say what does scare me a little bit. Not only does Wilcox have familiarity with Cristobal, he also has familiarity with Cam Ward.
Yeah.
Cam Ward has kind of lit them up. Like, last year, I think they got beat like 42-39, but it was a shootout. It's not like scoring 39 points was a problem. And then the year before, I think they hammered them like 37-7.
Can I run through, maybe after the break, the props for Ashton Jeanty?
Yeah, let's do that after the break. We'll go get into the games of the weekend. We'll do that as well. Stick around, listen. Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Program is, of course, brought to you by Memphis's number one spot for indoor golf. It's Birdies, 493 South Main Street, Suite 101. Fall Golf League about to get cranked up here, so get your teams ready and make sure you're following Birdies on Instagram at Birdies901 for more details. Also, on Saturday nights now, Simulator 2 from 7 until close is going to be a karaoke machine. So it's karaoke nights now. 7 until close on Simulator 2. Simulators 1 and 3 will still be available for sim play. Also, check out their membership options. $100 a month gets you 10 hours on the simulators, discounts, and more. Also, you will have your fees waived for league play and special events. Golf at birdies.com. Follow them on Instagram at birdies901. All right, Tim, we got some Ashton Jeanty props.
Yeah, so Ashton Jeanty, for those unaware, Boise State running back, he's absolutely ridiculous. He is now, I think, 10 or 12 to 1, depending on what sports book you look at, to win the Heisman Trophy, averaging over 10 yards per carry. Some of these props, you just don't see numbers like this. So let me run through them. What do you think? So I'll give you an example. Derrick Henry to score a touchdown on Sunday is the favorite, right? Minus 190. What do you think the price of Ashton Jeanty to score a touchdown is?
Minus 1,000.
Minus 2,000. So, meaning, for those unaware, you would have to put $2,000 down to win $1,000 or to win $100.
Correct.
So if you put down 20 bucks, you would win a dollar on that bet. What do you think it is for two touchdowns?
So two touchdowns, I'll say minus 350.
DraftKings minus 425, FanDuel minus 320. Three touchdowns, minus
it's still not 105. Even plus money.
Not even plus money for him to score three touchdowns. His over-under on rushing yards is 188.5. And I can't bet the under. I guess the only concern would be they're up so big on Utah State that they just pull him out of the game. But Ashton Jeanty, for those who have not seen him, he plays at Boise State, late night games. The dude is just, I was sitting, name drop here. I was sitting in studio with Rich Gannon last Sunday on VSiN. And I just go, Rich, take a look at these. He just looks at me. He's like, holy smokes. Like, that dude's incredible. He looks fun, like, guy to watch.
He looks like, if you ever seen Derrick Henry's high school highlight tape,
yes,
it kind of looks like that, but in college football, where it's like, oh, this guy doesn't belong in like the best way possible. He did somehow not score against Portland State.
I'm looking up what it, I think his yards after carry was like 250 or something like
after contact.
Or after contact, yeah.
Let's see.
He's incredible.
Yeah. So
he's got I think it's 588 yards after contact this year.
Yeah, he's averaging 4.5 yards after contact each rush.
It's pretty impressive to watch him. But, and we could do this discussion another day, because I know it's a football Friday and it gets kind of boring talking Heisman. I don't know if he can win it. No G5 players ever won it.
I don't think so. I am very curious to see, though, is with it being a 12-team playoff, is that going to open the field?
I think it should. I mean, last year, look, last year, Jaden Daniels and LSU, they finished 13th in the poll when he won the Heisman. That was one of the lowest we've seen. Now, the flip side is Travis Hunter, and I did a big post earlier this week about it, which was the last time we had a player win the Heisman Trophy on an unranked team was 1969. And I feel like because Colorado, and they look really good last week against UCF, I'm not taking anything away from them, but because they went down to UCF, won as a 2-touchdown underdog, he's kind of getting that hype again. And he's incredible, but it's like I said about, I think I said this to you earlier this week, it's like the Eli Manning, will he make the Hall of Fame discussion. Sure, you could tell me all the arguments you want that he shouldn't be in or in the first ballot. The fact is, he will this summer be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
By the way, as I was thinking about the Giants and how much they sucked, I went back and watched that 2011 team. Eli gets way too much crap. Like, I forgot what it was like to have a team with like really good quarterback play. He was awesome because they had no running game. Everyone was filleting him that year, and he was awesome.
So, there's some good players out there.
I think, though, this is the interesting thing, though. I'm not talking about Colorado as a playoff team, but are we sure in the Big 12? Like, who do we think is good?
Best conference in football. Most entertaining, not best. Because I said it all preseason, and everyone kind of just assumed Utah would be really good. I mean, they got punked at home against Arizona.
If Zach Wilson's brother has to play quarterback, they are not a good team. Like, they're not even, like, a good... Like, they're a borderline, like, not bowl team. They can't move the ball.
So, Colorado, in 2 weeks, because they're off this week, they host Kansas State, then they go to Arizona, they play Cincy, Texas Tech on the road, but it's off a bye, Utah, Kansas, Oklahoma State. I've already told you I think Oklahoma State's kind of on quit watch.
So is Kansas, by the way.
Kansas looks terrible. Arizona got a nice win last week. They've got some talented players. They got that game at home.
I really wanted to take Tech.
I did too, but the more I dug on it, Texas Tech's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's why that was why I laid off too.
And the crazy thing is, I don't think Colorado plays the best team in the conference.
Iowa State.
Yeah. So I'll believe it when I see it because they should have lost to Baylor.
Yeah, but like what if they go like 9-3? Like, I don't think they will either, but like I think we're being a little too dismissive. Like, if they go 9-3, we don't have – there's not these quarterbacks that are stepping up at least yet other than Milroe, and that's really maybe what I wonder. Are we just – is it – are we going to look up and realize, like, Milroe won it against Georgia, and he's now just going to – he's just going to keep – he's going to keep pacing it.
Yeah, and I think, too, we're about to step into – Dylan Gabriel is going to play Ohio State next week. What if they beat Ohio State? Carson Beck, I'm not done on him. Quinn Ewers is going to come back, and they play Georgia in 2 weeks. So I love these stories, and I think the Heisman, if we're being honest, needs a facelift on the voting process and all of that. But I just know history has told us the quarterback of a top 10 team is probably going to win the Heisman Trophy. And while Ashton Gentry is amazing and Travis Hunter is one of the more unicorn type players we've seen, hard for me to envision them hoisting that trophy in New York City in December.
All right, for today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story, we got Bronny James quotes. You ready? And asked about his early impressions of J.J. Redick. He's a great coach so far. Been amazing vibes in the facility so far, and I feel like it's upped the vibes from what it was last year from what I've heard. So, from what your dad told you?
Did you see that someone asked him if they carpooled?
Does he still live at home?
I would.
I, Yes, that's right. Save some on the save some money.
But he said no. They said they do not carpool. So
all right. I hope you win every bet except I'm on Missouri just because I don't. A&M is since 2000. A&M's 3-11 at Kyle Field when they're hosting a top 10 team. And I know Missouri may not be a top 10 team, but I think everyone's on. Missouri did this last year, so we'll see. I hope you win every bet other than that one.
Likewise, my friend.
For Tim, for Blake Topmeyer, if you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast show after the program ends. For Dennis, this is Jeffrey saying, thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.